You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from Site Village Central 2023, and I'm with Charlotte Carson, who is the CEO of Look. Charlotte, welcome to Connect Radio. Tell us, for those who don't know, who is Look?
Hello. We are a small national charity supporting visually impaired children and their parent carers. And we run different events and peer support groups to support VI children and their parents.
And what sorts of, just how do you go about that? What sorts of activities and things do you put on?
So our main service is a youth mentoring program, which is a really special project for us. So we train up young visually impaired people aged between 18 and 30 to be youth mentors. And then we link them with younger visually impaired children. So if there's anyone out there who has a child who's aged 11 or over who would like to talk to a mentor, someone potentially with a similar eye condition or who's maybe been on a similar sight loss journey, that we could link them with a mentor to help talk about living with visual impairment.
And what sorts of issues come up? What are the kind of common themes? What do you hear from young people in terms of the challenges that they are facing?
Well, it's different things. I think mainly a lot of it is around school and education. Young people who want to be part of their school and they want to do their exams like everybody else. They want to learn like everybody else. They want to have friends like everyone else. And so sometimes there are barriers to that, and whether that's about getting an accessible education or finding it hard to fit in because maybe they're the only VI child in the school. We know how that feels at Look. I've got a visual impairment. 80% of our team have a visual impairment or are parents of visually impaired children. So we really understand what it's like. And the mentors as well. So young people sometimes want to talk to their mentors just about that sort of gaining confidence or coming to terms with a new diagnosis. Often they want to talk about careers, things like what jobs are possible, how do I get training in a certain area. We have a specific university mentoring program that we're running with the Thomas Pocklington Trust, and that's a new service starting this autumn, and that's to support children in young people, I should say, in years 12 and 13 who are moving on to university, so we can link them with a university mentor. Young people sort of come to us for a variety of different things they want to talk about, whether it be about school, visual impairment, careers, hobbies. Some people want to talk about how do I become more confident using the buses. So then we will also work with other charities like mobility and HAB instructors and work amongst the sector to get the information that that child or parent needs.
It's so important. I think the work you're doing is incredible, and congratulations. And I remember as a young person finding it really difficult to accept that even though I'd been blind since birth, that I was going to have to use a cane, that I really did need Braille actually, and that learning to use a screen reader was something that I had to get on with. And I wanted to put all that stuff at arm's length because I felt that it was something that labelled me in a very negative way. And as adults, I think it's a useful reminder that actually those skills are kind of like they're hard won, right? And they don't just happen without a considerable amount of hard work, yes, but also a bit of soul searching in terms of accepting that you're going to go through life as a blind person or a partially sighted person, but also that once you've mastered those skills and you've sort of accepted those are the tools that are going to unlock the future, that actually a lot is possible, right? These youngsters that are engaged with your mentorship program, I guess they've got no idea what their potential is, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's hard for a lot of us who, when you are the only one in the school who's using JAWS or Braille or large print, you don't want to be that one person. You want to be like everybody else. And so connecting young people with a group of role models and like-minded people who are the same as you, I think can give confidence and normalize visual impairment. In where sometimes it feels quite alien, but absolutely I think the mentors I mean, they inspire. I shouldn't use that word inspire. People don't like it, but they do. They give me a sense of confidence of I'm losing my sight as well, and I'm learning how to use jaws personally and talking to them and hearing the hacks and the top tips on what jaws commands to use. It's so reassuring that you can get the answers to many questions that maybe family and friends don't have because they don't have that expertise. But yes, so much is possible. And yet, we still need to fight many barriers, but it's much better if we do that together.
Definitely. I was a very reluctant cane user. I remember not wanting to use my cane when I went off to university, exactly for the reasons you've just explained. And I fell down a lot of steps, and so eventually I realized that actually it was my cane that got me the assistance at the train station, would get me served quicker in the pub, and actually it wasn't a terrible thing to have a cane. It was the thing that meant I was going to have a better quality of life. But that can be hard to hear when you're a teenager.
So hard. And I think you're right. You mentioned it as soul searching. And we have to do that. And it does feel unfair that teenagers and children have to do that along the way. But all the mentors have done it themselves and been through it. And what we hear from our mentors is, I don't want other visually impaired children going through what I went through. Or like you had to go through that falling down steps before you realized, if I just use this cane and get through my embarrassment and shame, I can do many more things. And I think we all know what we're each other talking about.
Absolutely. And there is no shame in using a cane, and there is no shame in being blind. It's absolutely okay.
Yes.
And that's the message we want to get out.
Yeah.
And as well as your mentor program, you put on some events throughout the year as well.
We do. We do parent support groups. So twice a month online, we run a general parent chat group and a themed support group, which gives out information. And they're more like an event of speakers. So we pick different themes. So we've got different ones coming up this year, like how to support your child moving from primary to secondary school, or how to support your child to make friends, and stuff around tech. And in these events, we'll invite other people from other organizations. We'll also have our mentors talking and other parents talking. And all our parent support groups are run by parents of VI children. So they tell us what they want, and we ask parents what they want, and then we'll put an event on. So those are our events online. And then we also do an annual summer festival called LookFest every summer, which is a big celebration of everything we do, the mentoring program. The mentors help us run the festival. Children and families come and camp under the stars, and it's brilliant. And we'd like to do more of that. But we're a small team with little resources, so.
I can relate to that, Well, look, Charlotte, if see what I did. If anybody could support you or would like to get involved or thinks that they may benefit from the services that Look offer, what's the best way to get in touch?
I would definitely say please contact us. You can contact us on email, which is info@look-uk.org. Or you can find us on social media, Twitter, look_UK, or Facebook, Look Supporting Families, or Instagram, Look UK Charity.
Excellent. Well, Charlotte Carson from Look, we really appreciate you joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.